All right, guys, as a quick introduction, this audio is going to be a little bit different. I'm not sure if we're going to use it for anything. We may not. I'm on the phone with Gene, and Gene is an Empower Network member, and as we, you know, as I talk about in the videos, if you meet certain metrics and get a certain amount of leads and you're not producing a certain amount of income, I'll pop on the phone and help you out. So that's actually one of these conversations is, you know, Gene's been averaging 10 leads a day and is not making $500 a day from that. He's been doing it for a little while, and so on this call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of diagnose that, and if we do share it, it's because it'd be helpful to some other people, and if not, then, you know, this is a pointless intro, isn't it? So anyways, this is Gene, and so Gene, here's where we're going to start, buddy. First of all, you know, I took a look at, you know, just so everybody else, if anyone's listening to this, I took a look through Gene's stats on your leads. You are getting more than 10 leads a day. We're going to talk a little bit about where you're getting the leads first, and we're going to start there. And I know you have the answers to some of your questions, but we're going to kind of progress through and go through kind of piece by piece by piece a couple of the problems that you're experiencing, because other people are experiencing them as well, who are using the same advertising source as you are, and they don't know why. And I'll talk about why. So first of all, real quick, a couple things that I noticed right off of the bat. Now, you're not getting a daily lead flow. It's like in spikes and then nothing, right? So you'll get, yeah. You know, I noticed, like, for example, this month, it's April. In April, you've got 200 leads this month. You got nothing the last 2 days. And so I asked you where you got those, and you said you got them from adf.ly, which is AdFly. They're a popular advertising site. A lot of people use them. Real quick, a couple questions on AdFly. If anybody here who's listening to this, if we share it, if you don't know what AdFly is it's adf.ly, not a .com, it's a .ly, and it's a website that essentially does PPV traffic. It's extremely untargeted, probably the least targeted traffic that you'll ever find, but it's ultra cheap. And so if you want to turn it on and get 1,000 leads, you can do it for, you know, 20 cents a lead. The only problem with it, of course, is that the leads generally don't buy anything. We had another guy, just so you know, Gene, who was getting 1,000 leads a day through AdFly, and I think he got one sign up. It was the worst converting traffic that we've ever had coming from anywhere. And so, you know, that's the first thing just to notice is that they're generally not. But when you're targeting on AdFly, are you targeting the whole world, or were you targeting that on like the United States and Canada and countries that have money to spend?
Yeah, I made some with worldwide, but also some with US. But neither was I didn't get great results either one.
Well, you're not going to get a great result with either one. Here's what I'll tell you: if you're going to keep using them, is don't go outside the U.S. Because what'll happen is if you target the U.S., it's slightly more expensive, but it'll stay within the United States. And I don't know if they have the ability to target Canada, because I can't remember. I haven't actually checked because I wouldn't advertise there ever.
They have. I think it's more about 50 or maybe more different countries, and Canada is in there.
So you can target country by country and pick specifically Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if you're going to use them from now on, take Canada, Australia, the United States, the UK only.
Okay.
That's the first thing, if you're going to use them. Now, I don't necessarily recommend that you use them. The reason is because if you don't do that, if you don't target specifically, what happens is they're going to give you traffic from all of the poor countries because nobody's paying for the traffic there. And so all of your traffic is going to come from places that, that essentially they have no money to spend. And while we certainly have people sign up in those countries, I mean, there's people that sign up in some of the brokest countries that you've ever heard of. They're people that speak English and find us on the internet and have some money to spend. They're not people generally that are just kind of randomly surfing and clicking on things and just happen to sign up and buy something because they're generally broke. So if you're going to do it, first thing is to target it, but also to realize that from those sources, you're going to have really bad conversions, and a lot of people are going to sorry, I got distracted by something my wife said here. A lot of people, you know, they'll use that, and you're going to get, you know, one in, it's rather than like 10% conversions, it's going to be like one in 500. It's just an awful targeted source, but you should be able to convert some leads, and you're going to get a lot of fake leads through them as well, because people won't enter real email addresses. They're not really looking for what we're offering, and they're generally a lower intelligence kind of person that's going to click through on those kind of ads, because essentially what PPV traffic does is you're on a website, and then you can't look at the website until you watch an advertisement for 5 seconds. That's what they do. That's what the AdFly network is. And so essentially it's the people that are looking for free things on the internet that are going to, you know, spam movie sites to watch free movies that are illegally, you know, that you can download illegal movies on the internet. And in order to watch the movie, you have to sit there for 5 seconds and stare at an ad. Well, those people generally just have a lower intelligence, smaller amount of money, and they want free stuff. Not really a very good target market. I don't know if that helps, but I wouldn't recommend putting any energy into them whatsoever.
Yeah, sure, but already as I went through part of the 15K formula, especially the fourth video, I'm already putting AdFly aside, and I want to focus a bit on solo ads and eventually PPC.
Right. Okay, so you're putting some solo ads. So this is what you're going to notice, okay? A couple of things is, number one is that quality is everything. Like, if you look at different kinds of leads, okay? You've got SEO leads as an example. You've got SEO. Solo ad leads, you've got PPC leads, you've got offline magazine ad leads, you've got leads that you can generate through postcard mailers, you've got leads that you generate in your local market. A lead's a lead's a lead, right? There's a lot of ways to generate them. And the first thing that I'm going to tell you is that, first of all, if we do put this in the inner circle or something like this, I'm going to exclude leads gotten through AdFly towards the promise. just because I don't want to be on the phone with a million people who just get 10 leads a day, you know, from AdFly just to get me on the phone with them and say, oh, I'm not making money. It's not going to count. So good sources. So what you need to do is you need to pick a strategy that is going to get you targeted traffic. And you could do any one of a number of things depending on how much money you have. I know you spent a lot of money on marketing.
Yeah, and right now I'm a little budget, but like I wrote to you today, I'm more than willing to get my focus, and I know that money will come, but it's gonna be I don't have like $100 a day though. As soon as I make some money, I'll do that for sure. But for now, like I said, I have a solo ad that is scheduled for next Wednesday. I paid $80 for that, but I cannot do that each day. So I might need to mix the paid advertising and also some free or low cost. Also, I have some. I have also some results normally. Almost 2 to 3 leads a day, but the last 2 days there was nothing. But I have some great I have some results with AdInfo, which is a kind of advertising site. I have a membership there, and I have around 12 ads that are that I paid for impression. So and there's text ad and also banner ad, and that gives me about normally 1 to 2 and someday 3 leads from that.
Okay. Hold on a second. You were cut off for like the last 10 seconds or 20 seconds. Of that, can you repeat what you said just for the last bit?
Okay. About AdLandPro.
Uh huh.
Okay, so I was saying that I have a membership there, so and I have in that membership a certain amount of impression included. I think it's 12,000 per month, and so I put 12 ads. Some are text, and also other are banner, and I get 1 to 2, maybe 3 leads a day with that. Not the last couple of days, but normally I get some from that.
So you get 1 to 2 to 3 leads a day from what? What source was that?
It's AdLen Pro. It's a kind of advertising site.
If you could Skype me the site real quick.
Hold on. I'm not sure the extension. I'm just gonna wrote you AdLen Pro. I'm just gonna wrote you the name. I think it's .com, but I can check that out if you will.
AdLen Pro.
Yeah. And I know that Tony Rush also used that. So I guess there's something great with it, because when you have that membership, it's $40 a month, and you get 12,000 impressions per month. You can buy more if you want, but you have 12,000 included with the membership. And you also have 6,000 credit per month. That means you can send either an email or a private message to 6,000 other members of that community.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a little bit more targeted than that other one, but it's still not going to be great. Just so you know.
Okay, and it's .com. Yeah.
No. I'm looking at it right now, actually. No, it's. I mean, this is going to be more targeted, but still not very targeted. So still, you're going to get more traffic through this with less, you know, less signups and less responsive leads, but you'll get results if you keep doing it for a long time. Here's what we need to do, man. We need to take something that is going to get you targeted leads for the next couple of months, or take a couple of months to ramp up to targeted leads and to focus on small numbers but quality. I'm not even going to use this interview. I'm not going to put this up in the inner circle. This is actually a really simple thing. You know, when I got, I'll give you the audio though. I'll give you the copy. When I got started, you know, I didn't have any money, and so what I focused on, you know, a kind of marketing that I could do just if I sat there all day and night, you know, and I did it. Now, are you full time doing this, or you're part time, aren't you? You have a job. That you work.
Yeah, in fact, I have two jobs.
You have two jobs, okay?
Yeah. One 12 hours. The other one, I can manage my time. So, but for sure, I need to do at least 10 to 15 hours, and even more. But I want to keep time for my business.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm getting distracted by something here. Okay, so you have some time in the evening. So here's what you need to do. You need to decide, number one, are you going to do a paid strategy, or are you going to do something like social or content? If you do a content-based strategy, here's what I can tell you, and that's, you know, we're built essentially, you know, we're built from a blogging system, and we're built for that. But a social blogging strategy, excuse me, you're going to get... you're going to get much higher quality leads, and you're going to get less, but they're going to be more responsive, and they'll open emails, and they won't complain about stuff, and they'll buy stuff. And seeing as you don't have a lot of money, you've got a choice, and the choice is, do you focus on something like PPC or solos? Solos will be good, but also you've got to be consistent with solos, and I'm not certain that you have enough money to be consistent enough with solos while they're ramping up, because they do take a little while to ramp up. If you want solos to be really effective, you want the numbers to be a little bit bigger because the conversions are a little bit smaller. And what you want is you're going to want 50 leads a day to get the same, you know, numbers that you'd get from 10 content leads a day. So to do that, you're going to need to spend probably 50 cents to a dollar a lead. You'll need 25 to 50 bucks a day to spend on ads. To average that to the month, and it needs to be consistent, because if it's not consistent, you'll get discouraged and jump onto a new thing before it starts working, because solos won't work immediately. However, they do work, and that's the beauty of them, is that you can build a list that opens emails that is responsive, but they convert way less than like a content lead or PPC leads or offline leads that you generate through direct mail or through advertising. So if solos are going to be your strategy, you can't expect it to be a one hit. There's responsive solo ads, there's non-responsive solo ads, and you have to watch it over time, and you got to see, you know, where are leads coming from, how much, you know, how many leads am I getting for a mailing, and there's a lot of other math and metrics in there that are important to work solos properly. So if you could commit, like, for example, for a month to spend $20 to $50 a day on solos average through the month, it'd probably be like a solo ad every, you know, 2 days or 3 days or something like this, and then do it through, you know, for 30 to 60 days. That's a workable strategy. If you can't do that, it's going to be a gamble. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. And 20 a day, maybe not starting right now, but within a week, so with I can do it. Even less than a week. I mean, I can do it for sure, $20 a day, and maybe in 2 weeks, I double it, for example, and get $40 a day. And like you said, probably get one every 2 days, around $80 to $100 a piece. Yeah? So that's something I can do. The things I because I told you, I think, in the number I gave you earlier, I did one solo that was back maybe a month ago, and it was I found that on Warrior, on the Warrior forum, and it was didn't get any result from that one. But still, now that I like the people I went through 15K formula, the first video. I've been searching back for solo ads, and to what was suggested, I picked one that seems to have good reviews and be promising for the one that is scheduled next Wednesday. After that, what I want to do with that, I want to first try it, and if it's good, I will order more from that person. And eventually, I would like to search for more, because I saw, I don't remember the name, but I saw one that was in 15K formula that was presenting so loud, and said he has 16, I think it was 16, he's making 16 solo each month, and he's trying lots of them, so I would like to try other. And I think the best place would be SafeSwap, I think. Is that?
Yeah. No, SafeSwap's just to, so you know, they're going to be just on a quality basis. The benefit is with SafeSwap is it's very predictable traffic, like it works. I mean, it's a huge advantage because you're going to get essentially a guaranteed amount of clicks. You will get the clicks, you know, from the ads. The people are actually really good there about, you know, sending traffic that opens stuff. The SafeSwap traffic, though, just so you know, they're freebie seekers. And so anytime you get freebie seekers, you can sell the leads, you can convert, you can upsell, but it's a lot more work for a lot less conversions. And I would almost rather see you learn a little bit just from a perspective of value, because, you know, you've been doing this, you've been spending money, and you've got to, you know, learn the science, okay? And the science is going to be, you know, the science is going to be, you know, how do you track and improve? And you can't just be throwing energy all over the place. Safe swaps, again, will it work? Yes, it'll work. It's going to be larger numbers for less signups. And it's almost better at this point. Like, if you look back over the last year, however long you've been doing this, obviously, like, what you've been doing hasn't been working. And sometimes we say things like, we say this amount of leads equals that, which is true, but we're talking about leads that are generally responsive, right?
Yes.
If you're talking about leads that are generally non-responsive, then the numbers are always going to be lower. It's always going to be more work and more energy, you know, for less results, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. And where would you suggest I should look for a solo ad
SafeSwaps is fine. Just keep in mind again, the numbers are going to be lower for more leads, and it's a good place to build a list. that at least will open emails, but they're going to have to warm up to you. They're going to have to get to know you. They're going to have to get to trust you, and it's going to take a little while for the conversions to start trickling in. But then they'll start, and you'll probably be able, if you work your list good there, you might be able to convert the leads at, 3, 4, 5%. If you're not good at working a list, it's going to be, 1%. But they're cheap leads. It's the value. It's like if you can get 1,000 of them and convert, 10, well, they're cheap leads. You can get them for 20, 30 cents each. If you're less good at working the list, it's going to be lowered. I'm saying that because they're freebie seekers. If you want to get higher results and learn it, what I would do is I'd focus on a quality-based strategy and then a strategy where you can get a lot of leads that you can play around with. But right now, you've also got an issue, and this is just something to be aware of that I want you to check on. Email AWeber and ask them what the deal is with your open rates. Now, I'm trying to figure out because you have, I'm looking at your emails, and I can't figure out if you are... if there's something you're not clicking when you're making a broadcast, but I mean, you're getting almost nobody opening your emails. I mean, almost no one.
That maybe I should change that, but I turned that off for the open because I saw that when I did the plain text message, if I had the open feature on, It changed the URL for AWeber and a 12-foot long.
No, you need to track that because I'm blind right now because I'm looking in your emails and I can't tell how many people are opening them and how many people are clicking, and that's a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to know that because if I knew that, I might be able to give you a little bit more info. But I'm looking at this and it's blind because you sent 459 messages a minute ago. Well, it says two opened it, but it can't be accurate. A bad open rate would be 5%. And you need to know your open rate too because the open rate is going to determine how many people you can get to buy something from an email. And if you don't know what it is, you can't track that. Right, so it doesn't hurt your links having the AWeber links. The reason they're like that is because if it's an AWeber link, then it goes to the AWeber server and AWeber knows who opened the email. That make sense?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, let me look at something else here too. Just let me look at my lists. Let's see, list settings. Okay, your required opt-in is off. Yeah, you need to have the tracking on because I thought there was something wrong with your account, but apparently you know. So that way you can see how many people are clicking, and that's going to give you a better way to track what you're selling and what you're not selling.
Okay. So even on the follow-up message?
Yes, everything. You want everything to be tracked. Everything to be tracked. Because if you don't know, if you can't see, here's the thing that you got to get that we got to get over here, buddy, is you're swinging blind. It's like you're a boxer in a ring, against another boxer, and he's punched you in the face one too many times, and it's dark now, and you're just throwing your arms at anything. You know what I mean? That's what you're doing here because I can't tell. Number one. I can't tell how many people are opening. I don't know how many people are clicking. So you have absolutely no way of seeing how effective a message is. Whereas if you look at an email and you see, oh, okay, that email, 15% of the people opened it, you could look at your headline. You could say, what was special about that headline? Next email you send out, you could make your headline a little bit more like that one. And it gives you a way to track and improve, how, because the only purpose of your emails, Gene, you're trying to get people to open them and to click on links. And to go to, your sales video or whatever it is, you have no way of knowing that if you don't track it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. And I understand that, and I'll change. One thing, I'm pretty sure that it's really the lead source that being untargeted that people don't really open and go to anything else. Because for the emails in itself, I don't create my own email because, as you see with my accent, I'm not English speaking, so I'm not that good at you know at copy. So I always use the swipe that either you, Tony, or any other leaders that put on the Facebook group. And for my autoresponder follow-up series, I use exact copy of Tony Rush one. I just changed the link to put mine. So what I want to say by that is it's not the email that I send out that can be the issue, though, because it's the same one that you guys successful use for yourself. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine, man. That's fine. I mean, you're doing a great job trying, right? It's just it's time to stop fighting blind, right?
Okay.
That needs to stop today. Today, you got to make a decision to not fight blind. And as long as you don't know what's going on or why things are happening, you're fighting blind, right?
Yeah.
The more you could know what's going on and why things are happening, it's like you become, rather than being, you know, you probably know a lot of this from the products, but it's like it's like things change a little bit. Rather than swinging in the dark, what happens is, you start saying, you know, I at least got somebody to open an email. Well, that's a start. It's not going to get somebody to buy necessarily, but at least you know how to get somebody to open an email. Well, then at least you know how to get somebody to click on a link in an email, right? And you start learning a little bit, and your English will get better. I mean, we're going to be primarily, you know, operating most of Empower Network will probably be in English. I mean, it's just you know, it, until we get to an entirely different level. And so, you know, it might be a useful thing to you. I remember a guy, I heard a guy, in Amway, I can't remember the guy's name, but I was in Amway, and there's this guy, he was an executive diamond, and he was actually, you know, I know you're in Canada as well, and you speak French, and I would love to have a French section of the site, you know, eventually, But this particular guy, we need some leaders there. I mean, we need some leaders who speak French who are making a lot of money to trust with translations, and we need to build a translation system. There's a lot to it. And so
I'm your man.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, if you do that, you know, that might be a good gateway, because then we can, you know, then you're bilingual. You learn English real well and learn what's going on here. Obviously, you understand it just fine. But you can communicate both, and then now we've got a leader who can, you know, head up the French thing. Well, we need somebody who's making money.
I have a lot of I know a lot of people here in Quebec that speak French, and some of them not that they only speak French, but they are not very comfortable with English. And also, I used to live 4 years in France, near Paris, and so I have also a lot of contact back there in France. And in France, for sure, it's almost 95% only French speaking. So that would be a great something great to have a French portion of the site.
Well, no, yeah, absolutely, it would be great. I mean, that's a huge market. So, I mean, there's a lot of availability, you know, especially somebody yourself speaking multiple languages and things to be able to expand the company when we get it going. But in the meantime, here, I'll tell you what this guy, you know, this is what the guy in Amway told him. Now, this guy was a little different because he was in America, but we're marketing online, and most of the people that find Empower Network that we should be targeting are English speakers, because we don't want to be selling a product that's in English to somebody who doesn't speak English. If I found out that was happening, I would just refund everybody and tell them, hey, no more, you know, because it would cause us problems down the road if it kept happening. You know, people are just selling it for commissions. Well, they got to go through the products, and we've got to have a real product, you know. If that's what you're going to do, it might, you know, what this guy in Amway said was he told this one particular guy, he said, look, if you want to make a lot of money in Amway, he said, you've got to learn to speak English. You're in America. And he said, you know, so read out loud a half an hour a day in English and work on your pronunciation. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that. But it will help dramatically if you're going to be writing copy to English speakers, writing emails. You know, if you did something, for example, like take the swipe emails, and rather than just copying and pasting them, taking the time to rewrite them all the way through. So you get used to the sound of copy in English in your mind, and that'll also help when it comes time to translate those into different language on what makes the English version tick. Then you know, well, this is exactly how to do this in French and Spanish and all these other languages. It'll help. In that way, because this is who we're communicating with right now, you know. The other thing is that would help with that, just as a suggestion, just because this is a little, I mean, it's a little different than doing a language course, but I mean, are you blogging actively, Gene?
Yeah, daily.
You're blogging? Can I look at your blog?
Yeah, sure. It's
just shoot me the link in the little box there.
Yeah. Have it? You have the link?
Hold on a second. Yeah. FreedomLifeVision.com. This is your blog. Yeah. Is this your Empower blog?
Yeah. It's a domain name for.
Right.
And by the time it's loaded up, two questions. You said that Safe Swap would be a great place to start.
Here's what you're going to want to do if you're using Safe Swaps. You can use those for immediate leads, and what Safe Swaps is going to get you better at doing, I'll tell you, than anything, you'll get conversions from there, but it's going to be low conversions from a larger amount of leads. I don't know what your numbers are going to be. The fact that you're not really that good at writing your own copy and your own personality, your conversions are going to be lower until you learn to do that, because those leads are funky. I'm just telling you, they've got funk in them. They're freebie seekers, but they'll convert. They will convert if you learn to warm them up. But what I want you to learn there is learn how to do solos, because Safe Swaps is cheap. You get cheap clicks, you'll get cheap leads, and you can learn how to write a good solo. I want you to pay attention to what solos bring you leads. And right now we don't have conversion tracking like I want in the site, but we will have conversion tracking here, coming up here in the next week. We'll have a way to track, you know, where an ad comes from, how much money you made, how much money you lost from it, right? And that's going to be built into the site. Within 7 days, okay? And you need to be tracking that from now on, because that turns you from swinging in the dark to a scientist. Here's what else that you need, okay? You don't want to depend on Safe Swaps for conversions and profits. You want to learn there and consider it. And here's what I want you to get good at, though. Number one, writing solos. And number two, because you could do a lot of solos for almost no money, you could do low-click solos. Just do a daily one. You can go, if you go to Safe Swaps, you can go on the amount of clicks that you get and choose something like people that are selling 50 clicks, right, or 100 clicks. Because what you want to pay attention to is you want to pay attention to how many people open an email, what headlines work the best, and small numbers. You want to play with small numbers daily, but try to have one going out 7 days a week and buy, 50 clicks for, $20, things like that. 50 clicks for $10, $15 and spend $10, $15 a day sending a message out, and that way it's a low cost and it'll give you an idea of how to write a good ad. Also, you'll get a sense for the conversions there, okay? And then what the beauty is that when you get good there, it's a really good playground, because once you take that and you go into the more expensive solos, you know what gets people to open an email. You know which headlines work the best. You know which copy works the best. You know what you're getting the most leads from, and it gives you a testing ground. But you need to keep track of what you're doing, what you're spending, how many leads are coming in, how many people are opening emails. It's going to be a good playground. You're not going to get a lot of conversions, just warning you. I mean, right now where you're at with your copy, I'd say if you get 1 out of 100 leads to sign up, you're doing great, okay? And that's okay for now, right? Because you're in this phase where you're learning. 1 out of 100 leads will still pay your costs. If you can do that, but it'll let you learn, because right now you've been swinging in the dark and you need a boxing coach, right? You need to learn, right? So start testing, start tracking, start paying attention, start taking notes on what's working and what's not working, and working on making your communication a little bit more personal, a little bit better. Then, right, you need to come up with a quality strategy. And it could be content. Maybe it's your marketing. By the way, you need to go get a Gravatar. If you go to gravatar.com, go there, sign up with the same email address on your Empower Network blog, and that's where the author picture comes from. And
yeah.
I figured you've been wondering that because you don't have an author pic.
Yeah, I know, but I tried that Gravatar, and it didn't work. I registered, and when I after that, I needed to log in. To put the picture I want to use as a profile, and it won't work. It keeps getting me back to the register form, and I noticed on the Facebook group that someone else has the same problem. But I'll try again now. But anyways, I'll try that again. So for the just to conclude, so instead of SafeSwap, what would be the best quality source to for a solo ad?
Well, the go to Warrior Forum, hit people up on there, and then I would go and start finding resources from the Warrior Forum. Do a search for solo ads. You're going to find more places there than you'll find anywhere on the internet because people offer solo ads there, and you can just do a search and find 1,000 people offering it, and you've got a virtually unlimited source of people that are offering you ads. Okay. Next, hold on a second here. Next thing that we need to do, though, okay, is focus in on a content strategy, and this is going to be more of a next 60 to 90 day strategy. And that's a good thing because where you're at right now is your communication isn't going to hold on a second. I'm looking. Great picture, by the way, at the top of your blog. I like that picture.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. I want you to focus on a content strategy. Okay, hold on. Empower 3 tricks. Okay, redirect. Fascinating. Focus on a content strategy and do a for your call to action. Do you know that trick Aaron Rashkin talked about where he said, you know, for a free report, email this address?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do this, for example. Mail to, this is the easiest HTML code in the world. Mail to colon and then your AWeber. What's your AWeber list name here?
Freedom 3 Tricks. Number 3, huh?
Freedom 3 at, it'll be something like this. I mean, you can figure out the exact thing. And do a call to action where you said, click here and send an email for a free report. And what will happen is a lot of people will just click there and send a blank email, and you've got an accurate email address just right from the get-go. And you'll get a lot of leads like that with less traffic. So just a little extra strategy. Put a little call to action. You can actually even do that in your author resource box. You can edit that text in your profile area in your blog, and you could put your call to action there, and that way it's just automatically in all your blog posts, and you don't have to remember to put it there each time. But I would put that call to action as well, in addition to any capture pages or anything else that you have. And I want you to focus on a content and a social strategy on getting traffic to your posts until your traffic from your posts is producing 10 leads a day, okay? Because that's going to give you the quality that you need in order to start making some money.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So if you do those things, that's enough for now. Okay? And I want you to focus in on that, focus in on learning the skills of ad copy, and I want you to focus on quality, all right? And focus on watching and paying attention to what you can track. Pay attention to what you can track, man. And that way you can improve every part of your process. If you pay attention to what gets people to open emails, you can make your headlines better. If you pay attention to what gets people to click on links, right, that makes you give your call to actions better in your emails. And if you get some leads, you can focus on how to do better solos and what converts and what doesn't convert, but you need to take like a journal or something, like get out a notebook and take a journal of what you're learning every day from your marketing, because if you don't do this, right, you're gonna be forever guessing, and as long as you're guessing, you're if you make money, it will be lucky. And you never want to be in that space for very long. Right now, if you made a sale, it would be lucky. It would be like, woohoo, I got one, right? And you would have no idea where it came from, what link he clicked on, what pages he visited, why they bought. You'd have to call them and ask, and they might not remember. And you'd have no idea how long they were on your list, how many emails they've opened. You'd have no way of repeating the experiment. It would be lucky. You'd be like, oh, shoot, I got a commission. And you'd be like, I'm lucky. You never want to base this on luck, ever. Because it's not luck, it's a science. Like, you know, what do you do for a living, by the way? What's your job?
The main one is I'm kind of a financial advisor for a scholarship saving plan.
Okay, how much do you make a year at your job?
I just restart because 1 year ago I quit because I wanted to be full-time trying to build my business online. So before I stopped, I was making around 60,000 a year. A couple of years before that, I made a little bit more, but I was working like a, like a dog. I used to make up to 85,000.
Okay, I gotcha. So here's the thing, is think about this just like the same as your, you know, the same as your work. You know,
yeah.
Or whatever it is that you're doing, you don't want to swing in the dark there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to swing in the dark here. If you did this at your work, your boss would fire you, right?
Yeah.
If you were just guessing, just saying, you know, oh, I'm going to guess on, you know, let's take your, you know, your financial advisor. Okay, well, give me $100,000, and I'm going to throw a dart at some stocks. You know,
yeah.
I'll throw. You see what I'm saying? This is what you're doing. Do you see that? Do you see it? It's
yeah.
not harsh. It's just I used to wander around in Walmart. I was throwing darts at people. You know, hey,
yeah.
are you interested? No. Oh, hey, you interested? No. Well, it's not a very effective way to learn. There's no feedback in it. And what you want to do is you want to make very tiny adjustments all the time. Every day make a little bit of an adjustment. And you might not be able to make an adjustment every day. Maybe it's every 2 days. But what you need to do is you need to take a journal, like take a, you know, a notebook, and every day place an ad, a cheap ad. Take $15, $20. Be cheap. Be frugal for a little bit until you learn what's going on. And say, okay, this ad is going out on this day. How many leads did I get that day? Well, obviously that ad didn't work very well. How can I change the headline? How can I change the body of the email, right? And get
yeah.
better at each thing. And if you do that, what will happen is in 6 months, you keep listening to the Inner Circle, keep watching these videos. In 6 months, you'll know exactly where conversions are coming from. When you know that, creating money is a science. When you know it, creating money is a science. And then it's just a matter of, well, how much do you want to make? How fast? And maybe you're starting with a little budget and it takes you 6 months to get there. And maybe you're starting with a larger budget by then because you're making some money. And it only takes you 30 days to get there. But then making money is a science. And as long as it's not a science, as long as you're guessing, as long as you're just shooting in the dark and swinging, right? If you make $1,000 one day, you're lucky. You never want to be lucky. You want to be ruthlessly, you want it to be ruthlessly apparent on where your money's coming from, why it's coming there, and exactly what happened to create it. And then you get some luck too. It's the beauty. When you produce a lot, you the numbers themselves, they make it to where you'll sponsor producers, you'll sponsor people that know what they're doing. You'll get more confident on the phone. And every skill bleeds into another skill. But before then, you know, if you get it, it's luck. Well, great. If you're lucky, you're lucky, and just pat yourself on the back and keep working, right? Because most people are not lucky twice, right? And does it make sense? Does that help?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Big time. And so just another question. If I'm going to start by focusing on solo and everything you just tell, and I take copious note. But if I'm able to get a bit more than that $20 per day, would you suggest that I hire, get more solos, or
What I'm gonna suggest, Gene, is that you be frugal for a little bit and pay attention to where your money's going and what's coming in from it and what's working and what's not. Because if you just try, you know, I'll tell you what it's like. One time I was frustrated with network marketing. This is back in like 2006. I was building offline. I wasn't making a lot of money. I was very frustrated. I'd gotten fired from a job. I was living up in Alaska, and I was building this vitamin deal, right? Well, nothing wrong with vitamin deals. I was building a vitamin company, and I just wouldn't make any money at it. So I started gambling, right? I bought a little ebook on how to make money gambling, and I went on these online casinos. I put $100 down because I didn't have much money, and I started gambling using this system of playing roulette. Well, the system actually worked pretty well as long as you played in small numbers and quit when you started losing, right? But what happened was that I made about $2,000 in a week playing roulette, right? Which is ridiculous because roulette is a total chance game, right? But I figured out this little formula and I sat there and I made $2,000 in a week with this roulette table, right? Well, what happened was is my money started being bigger and I started just increasing my bets. But the problem was I didn't have enough money to increase my bets like that. I started losing. I started betting higher. And it took me about an hour and a half to lose, you know, a week and a half's worth of money that I'd made from this. And so I just gave it. I said, I'm like this addict. I can't do things like this. I got to learn how to be a little bit more scientific with the way I make money. But the point is that this is much the same. See, if you go out there and you do a solo and you make money, you're going to be real tempted to just say, woohoo, solos. It was luck. And then you're gambling again, right? You're swinging in the dark again. You're not paying attention. You stop paying attention to what's working, what's not, what headlines are working, what aren't. You stop improving, and then you just waste all your money on a bunch of crap. And so you want to start small, keep it small, stick to your budget, pay attention, and then be willing to learn and lose some money learning in the next 30, 60 days. And if you do that, if you do it, okay, here's what you're going to gain. You're going to gain an invaluable skill to where you'll know how to do an effective solo. You'll know how to write an email that gets people to open. The other thing you need to be doing, and I'm looking in your list here, you got to turn back on that that click tracking in your list. You got to pay attention to who's opening emails, and you got to send an email every day. Every day an email has to go out. And it doesn't have to be all selling. You could send them to a blog post or, you know, personality thing, but you got to email every day and pay attention to what's opening emails and start building a relationship with that list. And if you do those things, that combination of things, okay, you'll start to get little results, but here's the beauty, you'll know where they come from. Okay, you'll know where they come from. And when you know where your little results are coming from, it'll boost your confidence, but you'll also be able to grow it a little bit bigger. Because if you know where it's coming from and you expand it, you're not swinging in the dark. You're being scientific, right? And then if you go too big too fast and you're spending too much money and you're not making it back, you scale back down, you test some more, and then you scale up, right? Does that make sense? You want to do it to where you know what you're doing and you scale up from there. That's what you've got to do. Does that help you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now a couple of assignments here, and then what we'll do here is I want you to go out for the next 60 days and work on what we talked about here on the call, all right? And what I want you to do in the next 60 days, you got a pen handy?
Yep.
Okay, I very specific goals, all right? Number one, I want you to work on a high-value lead strategy, content marketing. Just learn it. Learn what Rob Ford teaches about backlinking in the 15K formula. Chris Rushlow, my personal SEO guy, he's going to be doing some bonus trainings in there over the course of the next couple months just on how to do backlinking, how to get more traffic through SEO. I want you to learn a content strategy and focus on blogging daily and getting traffic to those blog posts and syndicating them properly and spend no more than an hour to an hour and a half a day doing it. That's the first thing. Focus on a value strategy, but understand it will take anywhere from 30 to 60 days, maybe 90 days, to build up a steady, consistent lead flow of 10 leads a day from there. 10 leads a day from there will outperform 30, 40 leads a day it'll outperform 100 leads a day at Safe Swaps. It'll outperform 30 or 40 leads a day in regular solo ads. They convert higher. SEO leads convert higher. They're higher. They're customers with better intelligence. But in order to get good leads from your SEO, it's not just a matter of getting traffic to your articles. You also got to focus on providing good content. And so I want you to really ask the question when you're writing your content, would I want to read this if I was asking a question that this article is answering, and is this article talking to my target market or some random person like Adfly? That make sense? Okay, yeah. So those questions will help you in your SEO, and then just be willing to learn a little bit and study a little bit every day and focus on long term, because even if the solo ads don't start making you money before then, because you don't have a big enough budget to experiment on a bigger level, the beauty is you can learn about email, you can make some mistakes, and you can start making money in 60 to 90 days consistently every day just from the content traffic. Now, once you start getting that content traffic and the content leads in, that'll give you some money to where you'll know what works in email, you'll have a strategy down, and then you can start scaling out doing proper solo ads. Okay, like we talk about in the 15K formula on some great places that will, if you advertise in those places, you'll make they're high converting leads. All right, you'll have some money, but you'll have it from the good leads. You'll also have money to take and to reinvest back into PPC, maybe some offline ads, maybe some direct mail, maybe some magazine ads. Does that make sense? So you want to focus on getting some way of quality. Another option for you that you could focus on, if you want higher quality leads now, I still want you to work on the email, because that's going to be a little bit of an issue for you over the next little bit. And it's not because, of course, you're a smart guy, but there's a language barrier. And if you're emailing me and I speak English and it's not your primary language, it's just been a learning curve, just like if, you know, I was emailing people in Spanish, I'd have the same issue. You know, so there's no disrespect there. You speak much better English than I speak French. You know what I mean? So I respect that tremendously, because for me it's been very difficult to learn languages, even living in a third world, living in a country that speaks a different language. It's been very difficult for me. So I respect it. I respect what you speak. You do a great job. But it's the flow of language is very important when you're selling and when you're communicating with people. Making mistakes is fine. Grammar doesn't matter. But people want to be able to feel your personality. And I know that that's difficult to communicate when you're speaking a language that's not your primary language. And so that'll give you time to work on that. So if the other option is focusing your $10 to $15, $20 a day into something like Facebook PPC and going very small and testing and getting better and writing better ads. Now, what that would do for you, Gene, if you focus on that versus focusing on solos, is you will make more money per lead than you will from the solos. So if you're after more, this is how I want to make money, it would be better to take your $15 to $20 a day and focus on a smaller amount of high converting Facebook PPC targeted ads and learning to get good at that. It would probably be a better use of your money as far as just usefulness of money goes, and just totally shift your focus. And then you could focus on getting better at email by emailing your list and seeing what gets people to open emails and what gets people to click. The value is you could get leads that you can convert 1 out of 10 through Facebook PPC. That would give you some seed money. You could learn to convert it. You could learn to get your lead cost below a lead, a dollar a lead, and you could play with that, and it would give you a good training and direct response over the next 60 days. So whatever you choose, pick one of those, either solo ads or Facebook PPC. Both have their advantages and disadvantages. I want you to focus on a blogging strategy, and I want you to focus on getting a blogging strategy back to 10 leads, up to 10 leads a day from that. Okay, and then also a paid strategy and just working on improving. You don't even care if it makes you money. You just want to pay attention to what's working and what's not working, and how many leads are coming from what cost and what clicks. And if you do that, I want you to come back, and we'll talk again in 60 to 90 days, and I'll be able to tweak what you're doing a little bit better. Does that help?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, got a little bit more clarity now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, brother. Hey, well, I appreciate you, and I might actually use this. This is a pretty good. It turned out to be a pretty good audio, so I think it might get. You don't mind if I use it, if I put it up?
No, sure. Go ahead. You're welcome to do.
Okay. Well, you don't say your last name anyway. It doesn't matter. Nobody knows who you are. But great having you on board, brother. Stay focused. Stay committed with me for the next year. Okay. And what I want to do is I want to see you. Okay. In the next 60 days. All right. I want you to get to $500 a day in commissions. Now, it's not going to be profit, but commissions. I want you to get to $500 a day, because it would be a great story, and I'll pull you back, and I'll get you on a real inner circle interview where I'm asking you questions about what you changed to start getting results. Is that fair? Is a challenge for you?
Yeah, it's a good challenge. I'm up to it.
We'll do it. All right, so focus there. We're moving in the right direction. Learn to be a scientist. Don't swing in the dark. And I will talk to you in a couple months, brother. Keep me posted.
Good. And find me?
Keep me posted.
Yeah, sure. And I want to thank you for your time. I really appreciate that you do that for me. It's greatly appreciated.
All right. Hey, not a problem, buddy. Good to have you on. All right?
Yeah. Good to be with you on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.